This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair! Oof. You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have Bob Bean Boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin. Hold to the show, man. Stairs on the side for the show, and till then is half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever, and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube, review for free. Hey, this one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Hold time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody.
Tell me, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I was fidgeting since we had so much time, and I can hear everybody, but I can't hear myself, so that's why I asked.
Can you hear me now?
No, I can always hear you.
Oh, okay.
But I was fidgeting with something behind
the
mic.
Yeah, you sound a lot better. You must have had something unplugged.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, the jack wasn't all the way in.
Oh, hello, frog boy.
Hello.
Oh. Look who decided to show up on a Friday, quite late. But who decided
to say this? Can I just say this?
Yeah, let's hear it.
You can't take 17 days off and then come back to issues.
Okay.
Well, I wouldn't even be here had you not called the cops on Dan Day for getting a soccer rule wrong yesterday.
What?
Yeah, according to Leroy, because Dan Day said all Inter Miami had to do was win, and apparently he was wrong about that, and he wanted to file assault and battery charges, according to what he said yesterday.
But keep him on his toes.
I decided to pull a Romberg coming on a Friday.
That is a Romberg move. That was the Romberg special. I'm going to go on vacation, but I'll come back for Friday. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Alice. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen right now in downtown Miami. The official weigh-in's going down for UFC 314. The main event is official. Alexander Volkanovski and Diego Lopez both on weight, 145 pounds apiece. Michael Chandler and Paddy Pimblett both weigh in at 156. And since it's not a title fight, they get the 1 pound allotment. I'm a Scouser. They're in.
Hey, so my question is this.
Yeah.
What weight class has the most issues missing weight? Middle heavyweight, a light heavyweight?
Wow, that's a good question.
Isn't it light heavyweight?
I don't think so, because normally if you're a light heavyweight and you have trouble making weight, you might as well just be a heavyweight.
Right.
You know, like, right, I would say has the most issues
because
probably 135, because there's a lot of featherweights really trying to push it down to bantamweight.
Okay.
If I had to guess, I don't know the actual stats. I will look that up because I'm actually interested about that. But if I had to guess, I'd go 135.
Because for some reason, I never see the little guys struggle with weight.
Oh, no, they miss all the time.
So there might be some truth to what I'm saying, that a grown ass man shouldn't weigh 125 pounds.
There's a lot of gimmicking. There's no doubt that that's the case. And then you have guys like Frankie Edgar, who was a badass weighing 155 when he probably should have been fighting at 135. I mean, I know there was a time where the UFC didn't have those weight classes, but it was crazy that even at his height, he was fighting at 155. Right. So there you go. We're good. I want our boy Jim Miller. He keeps his perfect run of making weight. Our boy, friend of the show, Jim Miller.
He seems like a pro's pro. Right?
Pro's pro.
He talks about, I've been fighting three fights a year for 16 years. I'm a hard worker. Like, yeah.
The Masters, day two. Hello, friends. What do we have for the leaderboard, Leroy? How are we looking here today? I saw your boy, Rory McIlroy, really screwed the pooch at the end of yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. What did you?
I told you.
Well, here's the deal. You ready for this stat? No Masters winner has ever had more than one double bogey during the week.
Oh, that is a good stat. Not for you, but that is a good stat.
And Rory did it in three holes.
Amazing.
So where are we right now? We are Justin Rose is at 8 under right now. He's 1 under for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Oberg is at 4 under. A lot of guys have. So's Corey Connors, Scheffler is at 4 under. Bryson DeChambeau and Tyrrell Hatton are at 3 under.
Ooh, Ricky Hatton's brother.
You have Akshay Bhatia at 2 under. Along with English and Day. Rory is at even par through one. Zahid Pagala, even par. Who are your other guys?
Let's see.
I got Morikawa.
I got Minwoo Lee.
Minwoo Lee. Ooh.
I saw Koepka had a rough day.
Yeah, Minwoo, whoa.
He's minus one. I see him.
Minwoo Lee is minus one.
He doesn't tee off till 1 o'clock. And then my boy Cameron Smith, didgeridoo, also minus one at noon.
Yep, Max Homa is 3 over. Charles Schwartzel, 3 over.
Koepka's rallying a little bit. He's down to plus one. He was plus three.
But it's weird because it, as difficult as the golf course seems, it always seems like guys can get back into it with one good round.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, or get out of it with one bad round. So, I guess that's what they would determine to be a fair golf course.
Yeah.
You got Fleetwood, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, all at plus one. Koepka's at plus one now. Shafi, plus one.
Get it together, Koepka. You're embarrassing us. You call Ekblad a parking cone. What do you call this?
But here's the problem with this golf course. Ready? You have to be able to move the ball multiple directions, and some guys don't. So that means they have to be more accurate.
What about that Panthers game where he looked high as a kite, Yogi? Maybe he'll know all directions. Remember that one where he was like he was bugging out with the
I would say to grab a parking cone and yell something through it You're not sober.
They keep showing the Arnold Palmer drinking the Arnold Palmer Sports Center commercial. Mm-hmm. That's good. What a classic.
Yep. What a classic. You know what a Jack Nicklaus is?
No.
Strawberry lemonade.
Nah. Crazy that these guys invented that. That's why they made my list of top five athletes successful outside of their sport.
You know, how about this one? You know what a John Daly is?
That's got to have alcohol.
An Arnold Palmer with vodka.
I knew it.
Oh, man. Doesn't he do something at the Masters? Doesn't he have like an RV where he sells stuff?
No. They let him nowhere near the Masters.
I thought John Daly had like a souvenir stand down the road from Augusta that he just sold stuff because he's not allowed to hear Augusta.
I don't know. I tell you what, he is, how could I put this? Who's the wide receiver not that went crazy?
Antonio Brown?
He's the Antonio Brown of golf. Except he's actually won and done more in his sport than Antonio Brown did in his.
I have a John Daly parking an RV at a Hooters during the Masters. Yeah, he does this every year. He brings an RV at this Hooters near Augusta, and he's just selling merch.
Jeez.
Yeah, he's the best. That's amazing. That's actually amazing.
There's this headline right now from 2 days ago on ESPN. Yeah. Hanging with John Daly at Augusta Hooters.
Oh, my goodness.
That's when Augusta really wants to cut loose. Even the women there are wearing their polos.
What are we doing?
Oh, man. That's great. We'll take a break. 15 minutes of heat is next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
15 minutes.
Bum, bum. 15 minutes to eat it for you on 560 WQAM. Your Miami Heat, they are back on the hardwood tonight in the place that raised Leroy Horde, New Orleans.
That's Dolphins, right.
Taking on the Pelicans tonight and what is sure to be an unforgettable matchup with everybody the Pelicans are putting out there.
Can I just say this? Still nervous.
Really? For what, dude? The team, I mean, they are where they are.
Yeah.
Nothing changes.
That's true.
The last one yesterday, I'm pretty sure it all but solidifies where everybody's at right now. So, you see that move by Young yesterday, though? Woo! He had this one ankle snatcher yesterday. Very impressive.
What about Ricochet?
Tell you what, these French, pretty good at basketball.
But they didn't do well in the Olympics, did they?
They played in the final.
Did they?
Yeah, the America beat them. America beat Serbia, and then they beat France. Very close game.
Okay.
Very close game.
Yeah, I remember. Was the final the one where Steph had to
Yeah, night night.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He sent them. He said he's like shh, croissant. Shh.
Wait. That was the Frenchiest word you could think of right off the top.
Shh, croissant.
As an eater, the two don't go together. Because if somebody put a hot croissant in front of me, I'm wide awake.
Oh, yeah. That's a good breakfast. That is a good breakfast meal. Yeah, the Hawks win yesterday. Chicago, I mean, even if the Heat, they would need Chicago to lose the last two. Chicago has, I believe, Washington.
Doesn't it suck when all the teams that you're chasing have an easier schedule than you?
Well, they don't right now. I mean, like, everybody plays the same crappy teams. The only team that will take on a decent team is Atlanta, but Atlanta's taking on Orlando to finish the season, but Orlando has nothing to play for.
Right.
So, I mean, unless they want to play for, like, a winning record, like, if that matters to them. I don't know.
At this point, if you can't move, and this is why I always say to you that every year is on a curve, because you're going to look at, here's what they're going to, I'm telling you what they're going to say in the West. There's going to be some teams with winning records that don't even make the play-in or don't make the playoffs. And they're going to say, in 10 of the last 15 years, this record would have been top five, right? Every year works on a curve. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you about that. So when we look at records, you can't really put – the record doesn't really put it in perspective. You have to see how the season went.
Hey, Senor Gato, shut up.
I heard him back
really?
Then.
Who hears a cat?
No, he never talks. It's
how
weird.
Much noise can a cat make to disturb us?
I don't know. He's just like – he just come up to me. Like, never hear from you. Usually he's on that chair in the corner. He just never leaves.
He just has a take about the Heat.
Senor Gato has a take.
He bums.
That sounds like a cat that lost some money on the Heat.
Grab a rebound. Don't even get me started.
I'm now an outside cat. Can't afford rent.
The West is still stacked, but Golden State moved back into the top six with Memphis losing yesterday to the Timberwolves. But Golden State still has to win their last two. I can't believe this, but we got to root for Joe Cronin tonight. It's a bit of a weird situation.
This is weird.
Cronin.
This is gross, dude. Just gross.
We need him.
That's so crazy.
Golden State is a 14.5-point favorite in Portland tonight. Nobody's better than Scoot.
This man is winning right now. Got an extension the other day. Now Heat fans are rooting for him.
It's tough. It's tough sledding for us right now. But if the Warriors win out, if they win their last two, they'll be out of the play-in. But they do have, I mean, the Trailblazers haven't been an embarrassment. And then they got the Clippers to end. I guess it'll depend if the Clippers have everything locked up for them, for their standpoint. They got the Kings tonight. So that'll depend, but they are rolling the Clippers. They've won six. So if Golden State goes 1-1, you know, Memphis can win the last two and sneak past them. So it's still not out of the realm of possibility that playing Jimmy will be a thing again.
Yep.
We'll keep an eye on that one for sure. But as of everybody who's clinched, you get the Rockets. The Lakers are a top six team. They'll probably finish top three.
Yep. They have to win two of their last three, and they won the first one. So they have to win one out of two to secure the three seed.
Yeah, they should be good there. And then Denver, of course, coming off their win when they fired Michael Malone, which man, everybody just seemed miserable over there. That was the thing. All these reports that come out, I mean, not surprising. You don't do it out of nowhere, but that's the word, is that all the players were miserable there with him. They were sick of him. They were sick of the way he treated, you know, his stars so differently from the others. So it wore thin. It's kind of crazy, though, man. Like, I know Pat Riley says this about winning, where
you know, you get to the winning and then it almost becomes, it becomes harder to be happier about stuff. But it's just crazy to me that all these guys win titles and then they're just on the outs.
Yeah, I think part of it is this. When you have success doing something, right? Because you hadn't won, you didn't realize the work or the effort or the coaching style that you had during that course of the year. I'm more than sure from the beginning of his tenure till now, he's been pretty consistent with who he is and Mike Malone. How he coaches, how, you know, he plays his players or whatever. And sometimes as a player, you got to appreciate the fact that you are winning and forget about your own personal how I feel. Because if we do everything to accommodate the players to make them feel better, probably not going to win, but they feel good. And I don't care about that. Like, yeah, you think about this. Think about how many people had a problem with Bill Belichick. But they would always follow it up with, I've never been more prepared to play football. And it's just part of the deal.
But even they hit, you know, once, I mean, obviously after two dynasties, they, you know, Tim and Tom Brady. Tom Brady's just like, I'm sick of this guy. Never gives me props. And he wore thin with him. But in basketball, it just seems like it goes, like, even quicker.
Right,
like, it burns so quick.
Your star player could get up one morning and say, I've had enough. And the star player can make a demand to get out of there and quit playing. And so you got to do something to accommodate them. Right? I get it. I understand all of that. But the reason why that guy is your coach is because he can get the most out of you. And whatever those methods are, if you can't appreciate that, if you have a guy that comes in that's going to be nice to you and not hold you accountable, are you going to be the best version of yourself?
Do you think
that's
Tyler Herro?
Sometimes McDaniel needs a little bit of red ass behind him. And I'm going to be honest, a lot of coaches who are up front like Mike McDaniel is are terrors at practice.
Do you think that Tyler Herro or Bam Adebayo has the squeeze? Do they have the juice to go to Mickey and Pat and be like, I want Spo out?
Nope.
Not saying that they do. I'm just asking if they have
no chance because this organization is built differently. And guess what? They probably won't even have a guy who would suggest that on the team.
Well, I mean, the back of the day, the word was that LeBron wanted to do that. He's like, we're not going to be coached by Riley. And D-Wade told him, don't be stupid. Like, what you want Pat Riley to coach us? Really?
Wait, D-Wade, I've heard stories. You don't want that smoke.
Story? He had him. He had him for the championship years. He's like, we don't want that. And then, terrible idea.
But see how, you know, LeBron had somebody that could say, hey, man, stop with this foolishness, right? And break it down for him, and he respected that, and they moved on, right? Who's going to tell Joker what to do?
Horse.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Or his brother.
So should Mike Malone have kind of went about it in a certain way? Or when players say, you treat the superstars differently, I said, you know, they feeding you too. They feeding you. So if you want the seventh or eighth guy on the rotation and you win a championship, some team going to come give you more money because of the star that you played with. So let's not sit here and act and get your feelings hurt as if you don't benefit from the superstar getting special treatment.
I saw a stat yesterday. I haven't checked this, but I just saw it percolating yesterday. Speaking of guys eating off of stars,
I saw a stat yesterday, circular choice. You probably should check this, but I won't. I'm just going to let it rip. That Caleb Martin, since being traded to the Dallas Mavericks, has made 2 3-pointers.
I saw him make one the other night.
It must have been his second one.
You know why? Here's why. Because he shoots the ball 10 feet, 7 inches. Do you see how flat he shoots a shot? How do any of them go in?
It is a strange shot. And then he'll do like, he does like a Bruce Lee kick with it too.
But he's so athletic. For a guy that can jump and defend and whatever, it's amazing to me that his jump shot is a bullet.
He's shooting 18% since joining the Mavericks.
Jeez.
18%.
So he just quit shooting the three.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like he missed a lot of time, but yeah, like even through, let's call it a dozen. 12 to games. 14 games. Yeah. 12 games? Yeah. He's made 2 threes. That's...
Can Caleb and his brother, like, one of them get, like, a red bun?
So we know which one's different.
Because they had the same exact haircut. They switched teams, so...
That's a Morris Twins thing. Morris, they had the same tattoos.
Caleb's brother, who's the Cody?
Cody.
Cody got traded also.
Where's Cody?
He's a son. I had no idea he was a Phoenix Sun.
What? He's on the Suns?
He is a Phoenix Sun.
So, right. So, when I saw Caleb last night or a couple of nights ago when they played the Lakers, I was thinking to myself, I don't know which Martin this is. And then they said it.
It says a judge should allow Caleb Martin to murder his agent. Oh yeah, you mean because he left Miami with $15 million less guaranteed?
Oh man, something's going on with the Martin since joining the Suns 12 games ago as well.
He's also only played 12 games.
He's also only played 12 games and also only made 2 threes. He's shooting 12% from the three.
That's crazy. All right, we'll take a break. One guy who got traded to the Panthers and scored his first goal yesterday. Woo! Brad Marchand, Cats get a win. We'll talk about it coming up next. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. It's a Friday. It's a Playa Friday.
Hey, you play a game like that, gotta break out Playa.
Let's get to Road to Repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Ooh, how's that taste, Leroy? How's that taste?
Delicious. It tastes, you know what it tastes like? Tastes like Marshawn got his first goal. Ooh-wee. Gustav Forsling dove in front of another puck and scared the hell out of me.
Yeah.
And Mackey.
The Mac Man.
Mackey does.
Man, what a year he's
you
had.
Come on our show. You come on our show, you're going to do well.
Listen, I think Moeller might want to buy a lottery ticket the way the Panthers mojo is working for this show right now.
Yep.
And yesterday, the Panthers basically put a dagger in the old Detroit Red Wings season yesterday. They were fighting for everything. The Panthers said, that's cute. And they smoked them.
Not only that, I was more impressed with, there was probably 2 or 3 minutes where the Panthers couldn't clear the puck. But Detroit wasn't really doing anything either. And Bob was just, I mean, he's the only goalie that sometimes you'll see him and he'll be on his back.
He'll do gymnastics.
Like, he does all kind of crazy stuff.
I love that about him. Mackey yesterday had a 360 spin goal.
Oh, my goodness. Caught him off guard.
I was like, woo!
You know what I'm still amazed at? The redirect.
It's very impressive.
It's like just to put a stick and go, no, go that way. Because keep in mind that like these pucks are shot at a minimum of what, 75, 80 miles an hour?
Yeah, hurts.
And you're plucking it out of the air. My favorite is when the goalie goes.
It's like, damn it. Missed that one. Let me get the call last night. We had Doug Plagans on the call last night, Marcos, of Brad Marchand's first Panthers goal on WQAM.
Marchand had it taken away. Now the puck nudged along, but a one-hand feed from Petrie never got to Kane. Back in come the Panthers on the counter. Balinskas in front of chance, and they score. It's Brad Marchand, his first goal as a Florida Panther, and it gives the Panthers a 3-1 lead with 3:39 to play here in the second. What a setup and what a finish, and Brad Marchand cashes in.
22nd goal of the season, but the first one that mattered.
I don't normally get the goosies for things like this, right? But it goes to show you how guys are when somebody's on their team. You see how happy they were for him?
Yes.
I mean, like, yeah, that I like that. That's what I miss about sports. I don't miss necessarily the success. I miss the sharing of it with the guys you go to battle with.
Dade South says, so is he safe from the Yotes, Tobin? He's safe. He tuned it up.
Okay, Dade South.
A little TTL, baby.
We've been at this for a while. You have been loyal to us every day, making fun of us or whatever. You know damn well the next game, if Marchand does something crazy, Tobin's back. So to ask him, is he safe from the Oats?
That's not fair.
It's temporary.
No, I just wanted to see.
He made you feel good right now.
Welcome to the Cats. Welcome to the Cats.
Woo-hoo. I mean, anybody score 82 goals? No.
You sure?
Which means that most hockey players don't score every goal, every game. You, for some strange reason, you want to send people to the Yotes for not scoring every night.
Wayne Gretzky scored 92 goals in 81-82.
You weren't even born. Here, any stat you present to me, your ass had better been alive.
Unfair, dude. You asked if it happened.
That's not, you don't know that. That's called reading.
Did it twice. One time he scored 87.
Two times.
Brett Hull
did it. Anybody else?
Brett Hull did it when I was born.
How many goals?
86 in 1991.
Okay.
And Mario Lemieux had 85 when I was pooping my pants.
Right.
In 88, 89.
Hmm. So there you have it.
I was college.
No. Who I was.
Hmm.
I was playing in the Rose Bowl.
RVA Richie says, Tobin's sports love is not based on merit, but goosies.
Correct.
I don't think goosies. Fire,
if he don't get all warm and fuzzy when he watch you play, then he's sending your ass to the Yotes.
Mackie Samuskevich also scored yesterday. Here is the Panthers rookie's goal.
Down behind the net, it rims around near corner, and Sider bumps Bark up. Puck goes all the way out to the right point. Forsling is there, has it straight on, looks out front. Samuskevich, turn around, Tony scores! Mackie Samuskevich, top corner, and the Panthers have a 2-1 lead.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, that was the coolest goal.
Yep.
Because he kind of lulled them to sleep, just swung around and shot it. And they're like, look at how he controlled the puck and was able to get it. I'm like, he wasn't. He was just getting shot on goal.
I wonder how many Michigan Wolverines have won the Stanley Cup. I'm going to look that up.
There's been a couple.
I'm sure there has been, but I mean, you guys have a good hockey program, but I wonder how many.
Yeah, they usually always in the Frozen Four.
Paul Maurice, this is him on Mackie Samuskevich yesterday. This is what the genius head coach
Is he going to downplay it a little bit because he's a young fella?
I don't know. We'll hear from him. What does he have to say?
highly unusual for a young man to cover the distance that he's covered, because he was still physical in the game and hard where he needed to be. And he's played now with every single line on in every section. Good for him. to his credit, because you don't see young guys come in and learn the hard things and be willing to do the hard things as quickly as he has.
Three Michigan Wolverines have won the Stanley Cup, according to Google. Andrew Cogliano, JT Comfer, and Jack Johnson. They all won the cup with the Colorado Avalanche in 2022. That's pretty crazy. So all three of them on one team. That must have been a good Wolverines team.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right. So he could be the fourth to do it, but only the second one on the team to do it. That'd be kind of cool.
I think he got Googled the same way I did.
How many Michigan Wolverines have won the Stanley Cup?
Yeah, because I see that, and then that sentence continues to say, these three players make the 11th, 12th, and 13th Wolverines to have their names on the cup.
Oh, that is weird. Why does Google suck like that?
It does that now, dude. I'm telling you, it does that now.
Hey.
Yeah.
Because they went to the last Wolverines. But here's what's funny about that. You guys pulled up the same information.
Yep.
Old Tobes.
Dang it, I'll take my minus one. I'll take it. Hey, Google it. I apologize. Exception for lying. My bad.
And Marcos goes, me and you re-Googled. Totally different. Because my Google says.
Because I caught that way.
For deception.
I got caught that way.
I apologize.
It. Remember when I told you the Heat only had a 9-game losing streak? It was a worse. Remember that?
Hey, I thought that I was in school with a couple of guys that won the Stanley Cup. And that's why I kind of, that sounded weird. That was the most recent.
And all on the same team, though. That also was kind of crazy. Hmm. All right. Well, Winter Olympic medalist, All-Americans, Wolverines in the NHL. How many have won the damn Stanley Cup? Crazy. Let's hear a little bit from Brad Marchand. Ooh. This is why he's enjoying his time with the Panthers.
By the way, he's a small dude. Very small.
I'm just enjoying this whole journey. It's such a unique experience for myself, and I've been part of really good teams that have accomplished big things and some that haven't. And regardless, what you realize is that these opportunities are very few and far between. And you get to enjoy every day in this league, and I'm having a lot of fun right now. The guys are awesome. Really starting to build some chemistry with everyone, and just feeling more comfortable every day. It's fun to be part of a winning group and to be out there with these guys right now.
Hmm. A lot of Michigan Wolverine champions. How about that? Good school.
Good school. I can name all of the schools that. University of Denver. Good hockey team.
We did this already. Yeah, we named all the Frozen Four.
Oh, yeah.
We did this bit. And Marchand, this is a little bit more on him on why he loves the Panthers' style of play.
I love the messaging. I think that's one of the biggest things is that the messaging that the team portrays in the room and on the bench is very simple to follow and very direct. It's a very aggressive style. I mean, that is, kind of how I play. They put a system together that every guy can follow and every guy can play, regardless of your skill or your talent or your physicality level. The expectations are the same right through the lineup, and the way that it comes across in the room, they get you amped up to want to play the right way. And at the end of the day, they're building for something bigger, and you want to be part of that.
Very cool. And, of course, Panthers doing it yesterday. Still not all the way healthy. We got the word yesterday that Ekblad is now allowed to do team activities to get ready for the postseason. Although it sounds like Maurice is going to keep Seth Jones with Mikkola to start things off. He likes their chemistry together.
Right.
And we should be
they're really big.
It also sounds like Kulikov is going to maybe get a game before the postseason as well. So that's good news. And then, of course, we know Bennett's
good. With all those guys out, they still look really good last night.
take a break. I should also mention Barkey scored yesterday. 20 goals on the season for Barkey.
Wait, did he? Is it? They said he had, what, 10 straight seasons with 20 goals?
That's right.
Crazy.
Take a break. Our Tua is next.